लासो तां रोवा नाम गन था दन्यां बसिम जिन थाम जे जे तों दो जोब सां जे जो कोंबा रंब जे डब सा ते ही छे दो तां बे चो लातो सां गोम सोम जे सोम बर साओ न्यां बस सांबा सां जो चो दो तो के बंगो दो तां दे सें बर जा
So Rinpoche urges us in the beginning to give rise to the enlightening mind, a loving mind, and to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting upon them, and meditating upon them for the purpose of reaching enlightenment, that for the purpose then of benefiting sentient beings as vast as the sky.
Tikpa chenpo jyulam jyosa durji ne dunji nani durji ne yipa khan devari shikpi nyingpo re. Devari shikpi nyingpo tila sabche duna jumsen som jun dor tenpa namja chui jepari shepa teme dretsur pi goi goni tenpa le teme dretsur shepa kabi. Teme dretsur goi nani Tengge kam de yipa ngapa yipa yipa. Ngapa saagya la terchin tar simchin la chuyeng ne tur yipa la pe, chunzi ki pe yipa, chunzi tong yipa. Te jarte sarpar yipa tang song yipa le, tangbun chunzi ki pe yipa kabre.
So from the various teachings of the Dharma, Rinpoche is teaching on the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, and then that text is divided into the seven diamond points of those that he's presently teaching on the fourth one, that of the Buddha nature. That fourth diamond point then is divided into the brief explanation concerning the three reasons or why all sentient beings have the Buddha nature, and then the expanded presentation giving the ten attributes of the Buddha nature, and then finally the manner or mode of the manner of the adventitious stains. And then of those there are nine examples, and Rinpoche has briefly already explained four, and today he's explaining the fifth one, which is the treasure in the foundation of the earth, or the treasure in the earth, the manner that the expanse of phenomena abides in sentient beings. That is divided then into first three parts, first giving the example, and secondly the meaning of the example, and thirdly linking up the meaning with the example.
Tela tambon tsunzi ji pe che pane chetar mor mor chimnang sawo no meje pa ye ten ne yu jola moti te te mate ten yu jola moti te ma chi te 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 yang tela nga de yu ji mana mana tar chi sawo song.
So the root is as follows. It's root 112 in the text, page 56. We are on the 1, 2, 3, 4th line of page 61 in the commentary. In the ground under the house of a poor man is an inexhaustible treasure. The man does not know that there is a treasure there, and the treasure does not say, "Here I am."
Oh yeah, Tandevam, Chetana, Tihem Pumbe Nimbez, Tipa Topa, Chipare. Pumbe Nimba. Pombe nyeba dem pomba normeba urpo trangbo tsu ten da je bare pombe nyeba urpo nga che ke rang ge chem je nang chem nang sa mang bu ne be sa mang bu ne be sa mang bu ne be sa mang bu wo na Chendo belonjo mze padan den berimbochi. Rimbochi ter chembo yo parachola. When the rimbochi ter te rangan don tapayin at the lonjo se mihiba yungrava. Jola. Teta nayam. Urbote, mo urpoam, trangboti. Ter chembo, rimbochi ter chembo te ranga kangba no yo par mahite. Ranga kangba ola rimbochi ter yo par mahi. Ha mago, mato te. Ter ti chang. Ter teni chi chang matela. Ter nga savo der yoche. Chirangke yepe chirangke thonla chikava long choche chi. Mama ve ten rao ter te kayan lagumare. Rimbochi ter yo. Rambuji ter rang kangba wo do yu yin do urva dunga nyuwa tar semchi namje rang semchi chuni dekhi ngbu yin na yang ite yin par ngom ma ki ba wang dunga na zo nyung yu re anya
so its commentary goes as follows and again if Rinpoche seems to be speaking a lot longer. The reason is that he's given a lot of synonyms for the people that are studying the Tibetan. If they're applicable, then I will say them. If not, I will just pass over them. In the firmly packed ground, under the house of some poor people who are threatened by destitution and hunger, there is a great treasure. So precious as to be endowed with inexhaustible enjoyments which are desired. Furthermore, the poor man has no knowledge that the great treasure is under his house, and the treasure does not say to the man, "Here I am, dig the earth and enjoy me as you like." Even though the precious treasure is there, the man experiences the sufferings of poverty. Since he
does not know it.
So the meaning of this is quite clear that in sentient beings, there is the essence of the one gone to the one thus gone, the nature of the mind. And however, beings not recognizing that this is their basic nature undergo then the experience of various kinds of sufferings. The same way that the man impoverished, not knowing that there is a precious treasure under his house, experiences various sufferings.
Ta chunze ton ten ban ne te yi yi ji nang chu yu ren jin ter temi ya da san mi chu ni jang ma to pe na wur wa dunga ne na mang gyen de che gen de nyong so hi sa wa song.
Next, the meaning of this example, the root is as follows. Similarly, although the basic nature, to which nothing is added and nothing taken away, stainlessly exists, a precious treasure in the mind, since it is not realized, beings continually experience various kinds of suffering.
Sem ji nam, Sem ji nam, Jendro nam, Rova nam, Chikpa yung kaisar. Sem ji nam ji ye ji nang du chupara churpe. Ye ji nang chu se je te ta. Sem ye nam ji som. Dra yang be wang du se na chikpa re. Ye ji nang du chupara churpe. Drayamba Wanda Sena, the Sedra Mavadan Dode below Tada Sena, same ye, Namkis on the Tunda Chipare. Same Zamba looked at the Sena, same Zanda Yendong looked at the Sena, Drayamba Wanda Sena, Chipare. Dra Topam Hiba Travel Wanda Sena, same Kunje, ye, New Mumba Chinji ye, Namkis Hodog and Namkil Yago Res on the Jamulo Rang Dobra yul simba da yuya zu che de peke che de tik tik le tanda mambo ton che le tik mambo ye ba so de ne chu go yo de ganga che ran yo ma to na yin de ge tik ka ye ka ki jo drama me par ton tam be yin tin ton tam be yin tin sa du ya kwa de sa ba ta Deki nimbo lo yun din lenji trupe na yun din sardu yaya mer, tandi kapsu sarya lende badi kiri yure. Di sakin ta zokin ta ngak kapsu sarya me badi mambu songdu. Sar seje de chung pa sardu me ba, yun din sur ya mugu pa sarya lende badi kapsu lundup tingere. Sardu yakbar savatang, yun tin lenji trope, yun tin sardu yakpar sawa me patang. Ngola chung me pe, chung ngar yoba, sawar sawa me pe, chung sawar sawa me pe, chunyi yam ne lok. Rangin ta ne pe rik, rik la rangin ne rik dan jeju jirik ni yoba le. Rangin ne rik, jeju jirik ni. Jejo jerek tele jejo jerek tan yan tapa drupe rek sik nyi yore. Tele rangyin ta nepe rek te rek te yin hikpi nyingbo te nyi chang. Devar hikpi nyingbo te nyi chang. Lour jitri me drupe ser. Ngola drupa me bam pangdu ruwaam. Dembar madro papang durunga na lower jitamana. Lower jitame dipser. Rang rangin to yopar matope. Same rang nailok to deking yimbo de same jin nailok to deking yimbo yimbar matopa. Rangin to yopar matope na. Sakpa mepe yuntin jin yorwe. Sakpa mepa te. Numongda Mandarva, Mandarve Sakpa Mepa, Kovar Jeva Le Maybe Sakpa Mepa, Tene Sapa Mepe Yuntin Jin Jorpe Vurva, Wunbong to Jorpa. Sipet Dungane, Sipa. Sipa comes on curve dungane. Number mambo. Number mambo, sejete, mandaba mambo. Nova rake, trolla. Dungan number mandaba mambo, yere. Number mandaba mambo, and tie ye ba numb. Tie ye ba pa dome, ba drame, ba yardome, ba numb. Do you mean ye bar? Nito Chigumang Bundi, Nansu Nunso Chig Gundel, a good say, you're the net under Tangamoto. This big chachitago Nunso, Hippo, yeah.
Shigure.
Ah. That to do some much. Jacob sent Jin and the young horse. Oh, yeah.
Similarly, then similarly in the minds of beings, so in the Tibetan then the word yi is being used here, and Rinpoche said then from the point of view, he gave three synonyms here, sem, yi, and namshe. Then from the point of view of the Sotran Tikas, and the Vaibhashikas, that these three words would have the same meaning. But from the point of view of the mind-only approach, or the Chittamatrans, then they would have three different meanings if on a subtle basis. The Sem would refer to the foundational consciousness, the Yi would refer to then the afflicted mind, and the Namshe would refer to the six sense consciousnesses and the mental consciousness, or the five sense consciousnesses and the mental consciousness. So similarly, in the minds of beings, like a precious treasure, completely pure and stainless, is the naturally abiding potential. So then there are these two types of potentials. There's what is called the naturally abiding potential, and then the fully developed potential. So this naturally abiding potential, the essence of the ones thus gone, the basic nature to which ultimate qualities are not added, and previously existing faults are not removed. So this idea here then is very important in and spoken about a lot in Mahamudra and Great Perfection teachings, the idea that the qualities then are spontaneously and existing as part of the nature of the mind, and so they do not need to be newly created, and then the idea that the faults or stains of the mind then are not inherently part of the nature and so do not need to be removed. So although it is like this, because of being covered by adventitious stains, one's own nature is not realized. Impoverished, without the wealth of the uncontaminated qualities, many beings are experiencing constant, uninterrupted sufferings of conditioned existence in an endless number of ways. What is meant by being without the wealth of the uncontaminated qualities, then that refers to those that are not mixed with the disturbing emotions and not giving rise, not having the action or karmas which give rise to birth in samsara. So not being contaminated by karmas which give birth in conditioned existence, not giving have been contaminated with the disturbing emotions.
Teje yeje na jere je de te me ja da zar me juni ma do be na vr be do ma ni na ma je do je go de nyo lo tan de ka su tso wo te sem je ne lo de hi ning bo de sar ya len de par tem ba re ngo la trma me pe chung pa sar ya tang ngo la ja ya yo ma re Yuntin Lynch Tripasena, Yuntin Sardu Tokuba Mebare, then Mouchani.
The primarily then, this verse is saying that the basic nature of the mind, then, the Buddha nature, is beyond addition and subtraction, basically. That the qualities, again, do not need to be added on to the basic nature since they are part of it, and the stains then do not need to be removed because they are not part of its essence.
Lar jarti ke pane chetar chetar mor chimnang savo to mez chetar mor chimnang savo to nerin ti ter chu churpe malane malane rinchin ter da yu chi jebar mez ten me hi mintar tegen chu ter yi ji chen semjin nam no urbo tabte Teda nam je te top sa sen jikten to na transon yanda tam kisavas.
So connecting up this example with its meaning is the following verse. The treasure contained within the house of the poor man would not say to him, I, the precious treasure, am here, and the man would not know it. Similarly, the treasure of the expanse of phenomena remains in the house of the mind, and beings are like the one impoverished. So that could be obtained by beings, the great sages have been perfectly born into the world.
Savoto Savoto ne Rinchin Se Mihipa Se Mihipa Mezepa Sepa Mepa Zopa Mepa Tzopartitipare Mezepa Tirchimbo Chuparichurba Le Me Urpo Telane Me Urpo Telane Rinchin Jetirchichang Rinpoche te te ni chi chang dan dana Rinchin te dan dana yo chi jyopar mezi chen Tir te ne rang chem na yopa ma urpo ti chang ma hi pa mimbe Hi pa mimbe te ma hi pe wange ma hi pa ma to pe wange Urva dunga urva urva dunga nor me pe dunga le Matarva tar, nor me bedungale, matarva, madurva tar. Taking the sapa me be yentin, tie but the dembe. Chuji yin can never hick be yingbo. Chuying jeter, chuji ying, chuying der hinging but ter rang ye jemna, ne jam. Tetar ne par mahipe, same jin namne, ter yo jam mahipe. Rang chem jewo the terio jam mahi pa mani pe urbutavate jibun keba gaike ke terndoem but tap loba dan rabar durzar churpam zomar churpe simchin te da namchi chuji ying je terte chuyen de king ying but terte lower jet dremes savo ne Tone Takwa ni dinje Moran yinj number tapare in a lower tributama yere. Lower tributama jana Takwa ni dinje. Takwa ni dinje, chujoko, monsum do tobarsave, serdo am, chedo, serdo, chedo, tondo. Guba teta viser, Takwa ni dinje, chukondo beser. Jictinje, jictin taye bata dene. Jitin taye papadu me batado ne transong chimbu zopa sanje yang tabar tamne sanje jeturba na zopa tinde tambichu tumber zedo. Oh, yeah.
A great precious treasure whose extent is not known is in the ground under a poor man's house. The treasure does not speak and say, I am here. And since the man does not know that it is under his house, he is not liberated from the sufferings of poverty. Similarly, the treasure of the expanse of phenomena, the treasure of the essence of the one thus gone, the treasure of the Buddha nature, endowed with limitless, uncontaminated qualities, abides in the house of one's own mind. But beings, not knowing this, are like the poor man who doesn't find the treasure. But, like a skillful man teaches methods for bringing forth the treasure, the great sages, the perfect Buddhas, have taken perfect birth and taught the holy Dharma in limitless universes for the purpose of what is to be directly attained, the body of qualities endowed with the two purities, the treasure of the expanse of phenomena of sentient beings to be tamed, which is brought forth from under the ground of the adventitious stains. So, sentient beings are undergoing or undergo various sufferings. The reason that they undergo these sufferings is because they are under the sway or under the power of not having realized, not having recognized the basic nature of their minds. If sentient beings realize then the nature of their minds, then they will not undergo the experiencing of these various sufferings.
Norme Purbuta Vienna Yan Sem Genelok Tona, Tini Dunga Yomar Pen Malare Pandaore. Malare Pala Nor Longo Kaya Yomare Tetini, Dunga Yomare Chavatan Deva Chimbo Yore. Malare Pesongola, Dunga Deva Chave de Sombare. Then Conchera Devo the Chipo Yore.
For example, if a person is impoverished and they do not have any wealth and so forth, if that person realizes then the nature of the mind, that they will not undergo any sufferings even though they are poor. The famous example is given of Milarepa, then who did not have any wealth whatsoever, and yet he experienced consistently or constantly experienced then peace and happiness. As he said in one of his songs, suffering shines forth as happiness or as bliss.
Tene yang no longjo yo ne yang sem jene lok to panjer pa da nanjer ma chi na no longjo yo ne yang tene no le tem be dunga yo mare sem jene lok to da to na no le tem be dunga yo mare karra sanna no le tem bar chem ba yo mare Dembari Kemba Meba Latinte and then Nolatin Bedunga Yungamare Norte Yapo long to Togre. Norte Yapos in the long to Togre Higre.
So even if one has a great deal of wealth, if one is a yogi or a yogini and recognizes the nature of one's mind, one will not go through any sufferings dependent upon or based on having all of that wealth. One will see that the wealth that one has no true inherent existence, and so one will simply be able to enjoy it, to participate in the enjoyments of having it without any sufferings due to believing in its true existence. In the same way, by realizing the nature of the mind, that one will not undergo sufferings that relate to friends and enemies than either meeting them or being separated from them. The reason for this is that one does not hold to friends and enemies as having any true inherent existence, not holding on to them as having any true inherent existence, then one will not experience or undergo any sufferings in relationship to them. Likened to the experience of recognizing a dream, then if one recognizes a dream, and then even if one encounters friends or encounters enemies in the dream, that one will have seen through the dream as being real. One will not hold on to the true inherent existence of those friends and enemies in the dream, and so will not go through any sufferings in dependence on them. So it is like that, similar to that. For that reason, it's very important to realize the nature of the mind. So that brings us to the sixth example, the sprout with in the seed, the manner of which the expansive phenomena abides in beings. The root text is 101 in the, no, is 115 in the text. The seeds existing in the fruits of mango and other trees have the indestructible quality of sprouting. Having plowed the earth, having water and so forth, the king of trees will gradually develop.
Jetarna amnatang talalaso pe khenge khenge de khenge khenge de khenyam devatini je pakpa de khenyam khenpam pakpa nang ye pe saung pe nei king dong ge saung da wo yin na ta pakpa nang ne chu de ro ba ye pe saung jin dang the na jin chulu so dang the na nyugun jong la
Okay.
Oh yeah.
The commentary reads as follows. The seed of the fruit of a man and so forth, the sprout can gradually develop into the substance of the most perfect king of trees.
That's one. Tātēn cuñsē jī pēsē, tān cuñsē tōnē, sēmjī nām jē mārēk sōndē jē pāpab nāng chū chūkāṁ gēvāyāng. Tē jīn gīchīn tētē lātēnē rēm jē tūpē jārbī ngūpōr jōrī kī sāpā sōngtē.
So, now giving the meaning of that example, I haven't translated this one, so we find it on page 58. It reads as follows. So also the rind confine of beings, ignorance, etc. is contained... Oh, so also within the rind confine of beings, ignorance, etc. is contained the pure Dharma nature. Likewise, when by virtue it is sustained, it will the very substance of a king of victors gradually attain.
Simchi namje marekpa la sope. Nyomomba lover je trema. Dehyunje pakpa bob dandavam. Shumba papa kapkapso pakhyun yang sigdo. Bob dandavam nandu chupe chuji ying sam. Khan devar hikpi nyingbo. Kham geva. Tevye Tsonyi dropam, tsonyi dzope gevam, tetang tela tene, sunam je tso tetang, yihi je geva tso tela tene, satang, lamnam, sa jo lam, nganam, rem je drute, tope jarpo, Tope jarpa dzopa sanje jingwa poran jore hipao. Oya.
Similarly, the expanse of phenomena, or the basic constituent, the essence of the ones thus gone, contained within the peel of the fruit of ignorance and so forth, the adventitious stains of beings, from having conditions, will, like the gradual development of the tree, from the virtue of practicing the two accumulations of merit and pristine wisdom, then the levels and grounds will gradually develop and one will directly realize the perfect Buddha, the King of Munis.
Tandika sopena amna la sopa yenga saun pakpananda chupe tene nyugatene jin cho le chu kanga tsangna tene remje jete junhen kenpon jeba te yendo kan devari lower nyum lower de nyum mba bla ne be devar hi be nyum bo de ya so na de hi ji chuni ji top ge den zo be san ji ji komando du gre
ste so the example then is that first there is the example or the analogy, the metaphor, analogy of a seed contained within then in the center of a fruit surrounded by the peel, and then due to the coming together of the certain conditions of like having earth and wind, heat, and so forth, then the seed sprouts and as long and then continues to grow until it becomes a very large tree. Similar to that, then, the Buddha nature of beings is surrounded or enclosed within the skin, if you will, of the disturbing emotions, the mental afflictions. However, due to the collection of merit and pristine wisdom, then this Buddha nature can develop into then perfect enlightenment or perfect Buddha.
Babu nanju juga gewayai te jengge je te de la dene rem je tu be jarg mabor jo
ta pe ta toni jarte sabur temba ne cho da nyema wo da long da sa du nam ke jin nam je Tala tana, amnen rebub se mi hingi chetawar. Semchen nyemong reba nangchoy dzogsang saun nyuguyang. Degin gejin dedang dele chunong barwaran jirwayin kisabasongde.
So then bringing together the example and its meaning, again on page 58. Just as a tree grows from within a banana or mango fruit's skin, due to conditions, humidity, sunlight, air, soil, space, and time, likewise is the seed and germ of perfect Buddhahood contained within the skin of that fruit. Sentient beings' defilements due to virtue's condition, this true nature will be seen and augment.
Perna, deva perna, lembar se pa chodang. Membar se pa nyeme wodang. Tai kingdong de jeva la, lembar se pa la, chogoguyere. Membar se pa la nyeme wogoguyere. Nyeme wo am to min min tuguyamare. De mundurva, doga mundurva de tik de tendin yakumasa. Chik sena mundurva insare. Mandarva dupar sepa long down. Long down, long to dugu yore singdo. Zimbar sepa sa down. Suka la so but du down. Hingdong jeba da suka da. Yaka jigrava. Du down. Kokam jeba. Namka la so but jin nam je tala down. Amna la so but de hyun je. Pāpāp jī jī sēp nī ndrēvā hēngā ngūpū rēm jī jī vā jī tāvār sēm jī nām jī nyū mōng bā lōvār vā ndrē hēng jī pāk pā tān rāvā nāng dō chū pā dzō pā sāng jī jī nīng bō sāng wā jī nyū kā tān rāvā yāng jī tsō kwa lē jī vā tē jīn tō thār pā jūr jūr pā sō nā tā yī jī jī tsū nī jī gē vā jī tē tāng tē lā Tele chuji ying ngun sum to to pa ngun sum to tongwa rem je mpen nem. Tong lam to chunye je kan devar kikbi nyingbo chuji ying ngun sum to tong gomlanto rinpe tokpa tenpe ne zoba sanje jindreva tupar njurwa yinu hiba. Ya.
Through the conditions of moistening water, ripening sunlight, gathering wind, holding earth, the time of heat such as summer, the opportunity-giving sky, and so forth, the fruit from within the hollow of the fruit of the palm or a mango and so forth gradually arise as trees, as a tree. In the Tibetan text, on page 63, line 5, the very first word, drulwa, Rinpoche's not sure, but he thinks that this should be Bharatadra and no Shapshu, so that it would read Drelwa. He says he thinks that it's Mindrelwa, but he's not absolutely sure. The reason being is because, like, the function of wind is to gather. And so Mindrelwa then would mean like not to scatter, not to separate. Similarly, as the example, the essence of the perfect Buddha, like the sprout of a seed, contained within the adventitious skin of the fruit of beans, from the collection of conditions, will, like the birth of the tree, from the virtue of the two accumulations, which are the cause for liberation, having directly seen and gradually increased the expanse of phenomena, that means then referring to directly seen on the path of seeing and expanding on the path of meditation, will then attain the fruit of perfect Buddhahood. That brings us then to the seventh example, like the statue in tattered rags, the manner of the expanse of phenomena in beings. The root verse then reads as follows. A god, having seen a statue of the victor made from precious substances, wrapped in tattered rags and lying in the road. You say lying in the road or on the road? In the road. What?
You lie on the road.
You lie on the road. Yeah. I knew you stand on a road, but a god, anyway, having seen. A god, having seen a statue of the victor made from precious substances, wrapped in tattered rags, and lying on the road, would, for the purpose of its removal, tell someone about it.
Yetana sila soba rinpoche na soba rinpoche tuma rinpoche mangpo le sepe jarwa tenjen kebe kuzok chodu jorba ke gururwe tamangenba gururwa nyingba tamangenba jin namjin ne tumbar jola De lanji yimdor nejang. Nejang manamji mantongwale, manamji mantongwale, reke kingna, tu reke na, tu reke na, kap kingna, tu su kingna. Laye kurorje nan la jab kuzo yobate. Lai ten tongwar chorne, kusok ten tongwar chorne. Dribzi ngenpa kurur te da le trovar sawe ser do, che do, ton do. Lanje wu na nepe, lanje wu na nepe, kusok je ton te, kusok yoepe ton te, mela maikin, la namje mela maikin, tuenbar sepa taare hibao.
Oh, yeah. On the second line, towards the end, it says, Lamji Shimdor means crossroads, if you had problems with that one. So then read as follows. There is a most excellent statue of the one thus gone, the victor, made from various precious materials, wrapped in smelly rags, and lying at the crossroads. Is that what we'd say, lying at the crossroads? I'm not so good on prepositions. And lying at the crossroads, unnoticed by anyone. A god, seeing the statue lying in the road, in order to have it removed from its bad covering, speaks and points it out to some people there.
Gurudini Jinjina, Walla Neb, Sanji Jukote, La Nam Jamula Long Tonde, Temba Yendo, Tinis Sanji J, Joba Sanji J, Khan Devari Kipin Yambo, De Sinjinla, Tembare, Tembare, Songbare. Lanji Yimdor, Lanji Yimdoa, Sumdoa, Lanji Vula, U, so Gururja Walla Neb, Sanji Jukote. La nam je mala long temba long ten ha ko song temba yin do ten ne zo ba sang je ji nyu mon ba kur ta bu us ne pe de bar ki bin ning bo te yu ba chor ten ne sa bar temba re tham na cho ji temba re
so like the god points to the or like the god tells people that wrapped in the smelly rags in the road or at the crossroads, then, is a precious statue. In that same way, the Buddha then teaches the existence of the Buddha nature in the rag-like then defilements or the mental afflictions, which are likened to rags here, and teaches then the methods for bringing it out or for dispelling or getting rid of the coverings.
Da chön se tong che ba ne tong mi jing na nam ba na zo je ni mong je dong de xin ngo bo ni. Jin ru la yan ze ne de yin de ta bar sa ba tong do ta tong ze hi sa ba song de.
The meaning of the example, having unobstructed vision and seeing even in animals the substance of the one gone to bliss, wrapped by the various mental afflictions, the Buddhas show the means that it may be freed.
Shiza tamje la se shiza sijete lu yordo sarong hibzen se nisere lu yordo roma lu hibar sa lu yordo roma lu hibar sa wale shiza se shiza tamje la shiza maluba tamje la tokwa me par zikwa shiza tamje tokwa me par zikwa sanje je chenbe Sanjay Hyangba Simba La Soba Soba Tundur Churba Namla Yang Dehi Nyingbu Chabar Zigne Kuzuk Ji Divzi Serva Te Yendo Chuji Ying Te Lover Ji Tremal Lover Churba Tremale Tawar Saba Tondo Nyamsu Lemba Tap Tambi Chuji Gunta Yeba Nam Tumban Zeba Zedo Hibo
Yana, what did she just say?
Shibar Sava. Log Shibar Sava.
Lo?
Lo, sem. Lo, sem, he, ye, shiba. Lo, yordo sarong, hibs in sin. Lo, yordo sarong, while I hibs a cigarette. They saw young, sinny, he capsule, it's him a capsule.
The Buddhas, having the eyes of pristine wisdom, see without obstruction all that is to be known. And all that is to be known then means that which is suitable to be an object for the mind. So the Buddhas, having the eyes of pristine wisdom, see without obstruction all that is to be known. And so seeing that the substance of the essence of the one gone to bliss, wrapped in the various adventitious mental afflictions of desire and so forth, pervades even animals like the dung beetle. Then, like removing the coverings from the statue, they show the endless doors of the holy Dharma, the methods of practicing the path for the purpose of liberation from the adventitious stains.
Sanje je thokpa me ben chenpe hirap je dunro hyangpa simpe chunche la dekhi nyingpe chabar zek te ngon do sabar dekhi nyingpo te ngon som do sepa trema jama che do tene chugo tando chu je gon ta ye ba sanje je dobar zepare.
So the meaning here then is that the Buddhas, through their non-conceptual knowledge or their non-conceptual wisdom, then perceive that the Buddha nature then pervades animals, even lowly animals such as a dung beetle, and that for the purpose then of actualizing that Buddha nature, in terms of actualizing it, then they teach the limitless doors of the Dharma and the different methods for practicing the path.
Door dona nyendu tepa ne dorje tepe pardo sanje jetene tham mandrava na tsoba somba te dehi nyumbo toba semje nelok dehi nyumbo ngonsom do semje nelok chuyen dehi nyumbo ngonsom do toba tap dang dibzi jetma jam tap. 송바래
So then, in brief, then, from the vehicle of the hearers up to and including the Vajrayana, then the Buddha has taught many methods. All of these methods, then, are for the express purpose of the direct realization of the nature of the mind, the expanse of phenomena, are methods for the purification or cleansing of the different adventitious stains. So now the verse which brings together the example and the meaning is as follows. A statue of the one thus gone, of a precious nature, wrapped in bad-smelling rags, is seen through the eyes of a god, and for the purpose of freeing it, a man is told. Similarly, the victor, seeing even in animals the essence of the one thus gone, wrapped in tattered rags and lying on the road of circular existence, shows the Dharma so that it may be freed.
Chetarna Rambu Sela Sopa Rambu Chiran Yin Le Trope Te Yin Hirba Devari Hirba Hippokozo Zipam Zikin Yidon Zipa Hirk ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 drapa nam je tom kem sipang korve lana ne be kan devar ki bining bo ne tana tundro la so ba memba nam la yang yo par ze ne lower se je de de norzon do lower
de
lower je drama le tawar sa be ton do drawar sa be che do jarwa do be sanje chomdin de je durza rang rang karpa dan sambara memba la ni tu je te pan den la rang ja je te ba lo du tempo na la te pa tempo de karpa dan tu ba dan be tu tu ba de do ki ba
On the second line, about three quarters of the way over, where it says Gobur, that should be Lober. So the Ga should be Allah. And it reads as follows. A god endowed with godly eyes, having seen a beautiful statue of the one thus gone, formed from precious substances, but wrapped in bad-smelling, tattered rags, and lying at the crossroads, would clearly point it out to someone, so that it could be freed from its bad cover. Similarly, having seen the existence in even beings such as animals, and so forth, of the basic constituent, the essence of the one thus gone, lying on the road of circular existence, covered by the veils of the rag-like mental afflictions, the perfect Buddha show the holy Dharma in accordance with those to be tamed, that is, that they show the different vehicles of the hearers, self-realizers, and Mahayana, and so forth, in accordance with the dispositions of beings. Show the holy Dharma in accordance with those to be tamed in order to liberate them from the adventitious stains. So, are there any questions?
Matu te pe dumba pate ke tsavare ta pe som yerwa.
Peini.
Ah,
peini.
Dumba tar sa som.
Ne.
Ko ta peini matade. Chu tra ben do tanga. Ta peini yo te san ju bi. Oh yeah.
Trivamindu.
Yeah, yours. Kale, Trava, Kale.
In the tradition, do you spend any time on meditating together as a group like this on a natural state of mind? I mean, I know we spend a minute or so or two doing that. I wonder why we don't spend more time
doing this. Then Pepe Lula. Then Natsu dini nyamdu semchi neluk la gong kyap kerebe. Moran sami lavgidu dini samsam dini karma chik ni tao gong kyap kere yini yang. Moran kariyena dini yang du ringbo. Ma gong na nyamdu semchi neluk la.
Semchi neluk. Kandis gong kere. Do you know Nyambo Gongre or Karma Kashi Gongre?
Do Danta Karma Kashi
Gongre?
Gongre. And Karigina Deni do Jumbo Gongamare, and you look like Minyamdu, and it's so pretty.
Poja Lososava.
Day
Poja Loksor La, the name Gom Japa Loksor Tela Loksor Mandava Mambo Yere Loksor Mandava Mambo Yere Pena. Melare pe lokson drawo yena tene trapo la mme pa longba tongba trapo tongba trapo tongba la tene lama la dama yote rana so so me chik po trapo lo do te gom ja go yore melare pa drawo yena tundu chere tene ya Drupal looks or yena, Dukan latene, mo Katechiona, Sam Yambo Gom Jagare, to do a monkey about Dukan, Ranang Soso Kang by Chung Chung Yure, Tana Dede, Ranang is something Jakang Bala, Dede Gom Jagare. Nise Tene Tatanga looks or Tesso, Tene Puchatangre, Puchakapsu Yang. Pata pata la same genelo la tate gom jaya ke choka rang luxor latin rawe yabare. Druba. Drupa sekado nyema dun la so pa la drupa. Drupa so ne yang gom jaya yang yuvare. Pochi lukso le tenda po yuvare.
In the Tibetan tradition, then, that there are various ways then to meditate in relations to others. First, there is the tradition that Rinpoche is saying is like the Milarepa tradition, and in that tradition, then one would receive the oral instructions from the Lama, and then go off to a place where there are no people, where the country is like empty, and find a cave where the cave is also empty, and sit in the cave and meditate alone there. That's one way. Then the second is, for example, in a group retreat situation like here, where then people will have their own rooms, that they will live together but have their own rooms, and they will sometimes come together to meditate together, but most of the time that they will be practicing within their own rooms individually. That's the second. And then the third would be the kind of tradition you'd find in a monastery, where the people would get together to do pujas together. And then during the pujas, in breaks within the puja itself, that they would meditate together on the nature of the mind. And then there is a fourth tradition, which people get together to meditate for a period of like 7 days and so forth.
Tene jikten pa tso so pa che to pucha ta choka ta nyambo yang gomja to uyere. Tendu gomja ngay yang mangbo yore. Tendu lukso mandaba mangbo yore.
Tumpa sena di kapsa? Tokpa tumpa tumpa sena?
Tumpo, hayir. Tokpan tumpo. Relax hayir. Tokpan tumpo. Tokpa la karso, relax. Karse. Tokpa la karso. Oh yeah.
And the niyang puchu jawa yore.
Re tokpan thambo chinga tene pacha da nyambo choga da nyambo gom semje nelo gom tugure. Karre sente gupa yore choga da nyambo gom jana rang tokpa komba yungare choga tela tene semji mambo yang nyambo choga tangare tepa sigare tene suenam ji chom phegare gupa chembo yore choga da nyambo Sangha ke choga ta nyambo semjine lo yang gomto gure. Tundu gomba yang mambo yare.
And so there's also then the tradition called the tradition of higher realization, the secret mantra yana tradition then, where then people will get together and use the way of ritual or puja then to meditate on the nature of the mind. And being together then, one's own realization will increase, can increase, as well as the merit collected because people are together doing the practice, as well as the faith of the people gathered.
Lama tokpan tuimbo kakye namdala, choga, choga tamba. Choga tamba tang, tene nyemba sapa, yige traba tundu nyambo, kecha hepa. Tundu nyambo yon tupa kakye, lama kakye namdala tenda wado.
in the
choga nyambo tanto ba de kap so yang nyemba man la so ba nyemba sapa tene mo yenda la ke cha che ba tendo wo kanga nyambo yong to ba tendo yo ba re de yo ba de sem je ne lo tene yin dong lo la sem je ne lo sa tong yin mi re wo sa re wo sa je ngang la ya yong de tene gakpa me ba gakpa me ba kanga nyambo zo to ba yo ba re
So in this tradition of higher realization then, there is in the biographies then of some lamas there where they do these practices where a bunch of people get together and then some people then are performing the ritual. Some people then are just saying mantra. Some people are sitting and writing. Others are sitting and talking. And in that way, then it seems to be beneficial for everyone because in the Shentong tradition then, because the nature of the mind is the inseparability of emptiness and luminosity, that then luminous aspect is non-obstructed, and so is non-obstructed.
Leka jab kecha hie tendu se na ya tene chik chik la ne ba me ba tu chik la zo to ba re pena kecha hie pa ke la gomba la ne ba me ba choga chik chik ha ko to ba ka ga nyam bo zo to ba tro ge da
So there is no then interference with each other in doing this kind of practice due to then the nature of the mind being this luminosity and emptiness, that the person then who is reading knows what he's doing and where he is. The people who are speaking know what they're talking about. The people then who are meditating on the deity, then they are concentrated and they know where the deity is, and so that there's no interference with one another.
Ro yin do gom ja chopa, ke cha che yin do gom ja chopa, ni ko yin do gom ja chopa te nga la nyam ni yo se, ten rabu nyam ni te sim chin kanga le yo ne ga la sumba, ga ba la, sim chin, ten rabu nyam ni te sim chin tam che le yin da la ya yo na nga ga wo yo se, ha jang ga wo yo se re sumba,
koran ga wo yo se,
re re re.
So, Milarepa said then, that there is meditation while eating, while walking, while sleeping, and isn't this, this is quite wonderful that it's like this. And so then one can meditate then whatever activity one is doing, such as eating or walking or sleeping or talking and so forth. And then Milarepa said that in seeing others acting in this way, that in meditating whatever activity was going on, that this made him very happy.
Right. Tendawa yore, chirtang semche ne pola chulo mandawa mambu yore, semche ne log rangla ngobo la chepa yore maare te, tene kajuipa la drupa nyamlin je ka papa. Mala rerpa ne, drupa nyamlin je ka papa.
Ka
pap se jute, ka pap se jute, drupa nyamlin chodu chopa la ka pap se gino.
Chodu chopa.
Ka papa se jute, sekte kale kapo yore no. ka papa se jete drupa la ka papa nga ni pa ka papa nga ni pa por de soma la ne me pa tenda wala ka pap se bare
ni don ji bare
re pen ma che ke le ka manda wa mambu chi na ya le ka che angi tang bu chi na te la tenda wala se kire tendu yoro ba ka pap se ke do ka papa pen Chumadava Mambu Shina, Chuchik La Hajan Kepa Topa Mabayona, Yang Chutela Kapap Severe. The name Kajupala, Druba Nyamni, Kapapa. Yenda la Druba Nyamni, Yerete, Kajupala, Druba Nyamni, Choto Jerba Lana Mabba, Yenda Mandava Yabesena, the name Druba Kapapa, Tela Kapap Signal. The Yabajunsen Carras and Malarepa Ne Zonde. Malarepe, then it's city, the Drupa Jacava Chamber Chebare, then it's on the Tanda part, the Tinacajipala, Drupa Nyamni Sepa, Jim Machepa, Sanjim Machepasore, Drupa Nyamni Jacapa by you.
Oh, Chicago,
Madame Mambo, you and I told ya, same young old Chibare.
Okay.
In a Nyamni Sepa capsule, then the Kajupala Nyamni Jacaba showed to Chiba Yure, as ever.
So then,
if a cup so same to Mo Chepala, same to Mola Chepa Yomare.
So, from the point of view of the different traditions of the Tibetan Dharma, then the nature of the mind then expressed is the same in all of them. However, in the Kagyu tradition, then that there is this tradition of practice. Of meditation, and that even though this, even though meditation practices exist, and of course in the other traditions, that in the Kagyu tradition, that from the time of Milarepa down to the present time, that this tradition of practice is insurpassable, that it is unexcelled, and that it is uninterrupted. From the time of Milarepa, and it is insurpassable and unexcelled.
The Jumsen Karasana Dorjin Chani, Telo Naro, Marpa Milipardo, Tene Drupa Nyamli, Drupju Parma Jepa, Druptop Shatare, Tene Milarepa Ne, Tanda Pardo Tene, Tanda Drupa Nyamli Parma Jepa. Parta marche payovare. Parche se jetu mama drupa yo parta nindene, te drupa luxor meva cha sona tene parche endovare. Tenda wo parche pa meva yovare. Dorjin chane mala repe pardo par marche payore te le lavo yore. Mala repa ne tanda pardo tene drupa nyamni je parta sani che yomare.
So the reason why this then tradition of practice and meditation is insurpassable, is unexcelled in the Kagyu tradition, is because from the time then, or through the beginning of the lineage, that is Dorji Chang, Tilopa Naropa, Marpa and Milarepa, then there is a unbroken then line of siddhas, and then from the time of Milarepa down to the present, the practice of meditation, intensive practice of meditation, is also uninterrupted, and so there are no gaps anywhere in the line. There would no obstructions due to any kind of the tradition ending a gap and then being restarted again. That it is completely without any gaps.
Drupa tan drukhang loso de junche meba chongore ten tanda yang tene dana naro len de nege len drupa yore saja mambo le drupa yore tene pole yang yang ja tro drupa zo go yore drupa par ma che drupa tan re trapok le de nge je drupa tan re tro pa tan drupa te pata chong yo ma re drupa la pata che yo ma re
So the reason then is from the time of Marpa and Milarepa down to the present, then the tradition again of practice has been uninterrupted. There's been, for example, now in the West, many practice places constructed. Also in Tibet, then places are being reconstructed, and of course the caves in Tibet then were never have always been there for practice.
So
then, continuing in speaking about this uninterrupted tradition and unexcelled tradition of meditation practice, then Milarepa in one cave then accomplished these four sets of 12, where he stayed for 12 years and 12 months, 12 days and 12 hours in one cave, one particular cave. And then, for example, Kalu Rinpoche, who has then established so many retreat centers in the West, then first after doing after staying then in a drupkang or place of meditation, then he also the
konan trapukla
deso
trapu yok song se ko
yok song re
lo chuni la yelong kam ne yelong se le
yelong
trapu ngon dar tin je kin do seton tanda lama lama no la pe din jan do ha ja ta thun bu chi le ten trapu je bare de tele lo chuni yo bare
se so in a place in eastern Tibet called Yelong, then Kala Rinpoche then stayed for 12 years meditating. And then going back to Milarepa, then he meditated up until the age of 84 and then entered into Parinirvana, having attained enlightenment in one life. And so again, then from that time down to the present time, this tradition of meditation practice is completely uninterrupted, and there are no faults upon it whatsoever.
This is the Kajupa Tavan Toshuri, is a repeat drop dhruvya dhruv thukku maare yinna yaa tanda taba sem je ne lo la taba mandaba yawara ba taba thokshu re se ne rekpe dhruvku me dhruv thukku maare
dhruv thukku maare rekpe dhruv
rekpe rekpa ka dhruv thukku maare yinna yaa dhruvpa nyamlin je kaba chodo chorpa lana me pa yinna mandaba re se no tene te junsin yang taba yore
Tawa Toshu Topna
Tawan Toshu is in a Rikwe Drup Togumare, is it?
Rikwe Drup Togumare.
Carres and the same genelo, Tosa, same genelo, Jigre Tawan Toshu, Kajibare is in a Rikwe Drup Togumare. How goes on? Goes on?
Chicks in a gomaso.
Chicks in a gomaso.
Then
Tawan Toshu, the Kajib Tabare is in a Rikwe Drupzi Yomare. Carres and a Tawa Toya, same genelo. Same genelo, Nimato, Nimato says, Nimato, Chio, Chingmata, Nia Mare. Tavan to Huris and a request drop to Gumare. Hakozoma, Tavan to Huris. Yin and Madava Tavan to Huris and a drop to Gumare. Dugome. In a yard, Droban Yam Lindy carve up and chore the chore by Yin the Madava in Batti, Tinin Tanda Lo Jujitene, Tinin request drop to Gumare.
To say that the view of the kaju then is the highest, that one, there are many different views, and so one is not, it's not possible to establish that assertion then through reasoning. That the philosophical view of the Kajupa is the highest. But to establish that the practice tradition is then the highest, is the most insurpassable, is unexcelled, then that can be established both through reasoning and through through history.
Then a carers and a lord you jetane your drupa drupa nyamli par macheba. You are a lord you jetane drop to gore. Then a monsoon jet drop to gore carers and a tanda young zambalena. Then a kaju pedubra casacala drubre chap zamlina chavu yore. Pull a young young chartene gomba zocho yonder drudra mambo zosa yore. They drupa nyamli de cabam cho de jorba yobalitin sonore.
And so it can be a
step. Tulo ginda solo tundu tanda gomba zoyo mata drupra pola tane zoyo mare. Kaju petene drupra mambo zoyo.
Pula.
Rere. Te drupa nyamni de kabam cho de jopa yobal tene lamsang drupra zoyo.
So one could say.
Drupra zoyo, drupra zoyo.
Historically, that. The, as said, the tradition of then intensive meditation then is unbroken. Even today the meditation establishments of the Kajupa pervade all over the world, and even in Tibet they are again being established. Other traditions in Tibet are rebuilding monasteries and so forth. But the Kajupa is in a real rebuilding retreat centers. And when it is said that a retreat center is going to be built, also it is built very quickly. It's established kind of immediately. It's easy to build.
Then Lama Nola Payuche Gomba Kochi Gomba Seretana Dokang Dokang Ni Tok Tavare Mama Chik Toyore Tanda Yan Sava Chik Toyore Tene Trava Sunjo Sacheka Tene Dropa Jagano.
Trapa, Sumchu?
Sumchu. Sumchu Sam.
Nizo Sasam.
Red Nizo Sasam. Chick Dubra Chick took the Sas Drutsavar. Tanda Yang Sarpa Chick.
Yang Drukan Chick.
Re Yore.
So Sasam.
Sasam Sasam.
So then, in Lama Nurla's then monastery in Tibet, as you probably know, then two retreat centers have been finished. One had been finished earlier, and then another one recently finished, and so there are now 30 monks doing meditation there. Okay.
Tene tena ye, tsovelo dubra tso yere pavam la dubra nye yere. Tene te pavam, sudurum bujugamba. Dubra koma je nye yere kanga tsok tsavere. Tena ye tene kaji jugamba mangbo le dubra tsombo.
So, continuing with this, then also Sitarumpochi's monastery in Tibet has two retreat centers have been finished, and likewise, many other retreat centers are being built and being finished. So then, through this way, one can understand immediately in what way the meditation tradition of the Kajupas is unexcelled. So, again, other traditions.
Gomba Chimbura Zoga Yomato, Dubra Yomare. Tundula ten at any Dubra Sola Yobate, Yabo, Sarpo Hakotubre.
So then one can also easily clearly understand this by other traditions then are also in the past and presently building large monasteries rather than retreat centers.
So even
within the Kaju tradition, there are many variations on then the way in which meditation is practiced.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Okay. Tene kaju lama kaje mama loma haja mambo jona tene loma mantra na mahone sar kar lasa se sar se dare are hago singna mambo yesa haja wemba mutani mepe longba tongba tenda wire sar kar se de hako songa kar Lapse se longba tongba mame be longba tongba yere loma teso le tang yere. Karasa na loma lama tene teso loma haja mangbo chong ma hiong na tene tsare kaanre lapse somla tongra mangbo tangwe lo ju yere. Retro le tangwe. Tene konso retro lando trapok tendu le dene dupa jabare.
So before in Tibet you'd have Kaju lamas who would have gathered around them a great many disciples, and then they would take and they would disperse those disciples to various places. They would disperse some of them or send some of them up into the forested mountains where there were no people living. They would send some of them up into the snow mountains where there was no one, and they'd send others out into kind of the empty plains. And then they would then find places, caves and so forth, to meditate in. And do their practices there individually in these isolated places.
Then I get any color on Boche, Tantan Zambel and Casacala, Dupan, Yore, Tene, Pimisip and Zambling, Tamjela, Dubecha, Yore.
And so,
my poor La Chabare, Lombakaki, Chabar, Tantan Zambel and Kanga, La Dubacha, Yore.
Before then, meditation establishments pervaded Tibet, and then now due to Kala Rinpoche's activity of having traveled all over the world, the meditation centers now pervade the world.
Then
for these reasons, then the meditative tradition of the Kajupas then cannot be matched by anyone. So then this was and this was an explanation on the reasons for this. These are the reasons.
Oh yeah.